your name? Do you wanna play a game? Play it like we don't know when we'll ever get to play again. Experiments are so brand new. The things I wanna do with you, like a physical kind of blue. Come on baby, let's get to it. I want a lover that can improvise. I need a lover that can make me cry. You learned in love making school. You and me, we're about to jam.
We gon' jam, baby.
Make love like the first woman or man. I don't wanna know ahead of time. The note you play should be a reaction to mine.
Reaction to mine.
Nothing planned or contrived. Then both of us will arrive. Destination. I wanna be. If you think you can, then let's go for a ride.
Let's go for a ride, baby. Let's go.
This is called Trusting the Earth. Trusting how the earth moves in us. Working backwards from joy as our destination, we called on Kropotkin in our show of July 26, 2015 for his advice on education. And quote from the preface to Peter Kropotkin's Fields, Factories, and Workshops. It is upon questions relating to the right to the accumulation of capital, the surplus, that the hottest battles are now fought between economists of different schools. In the meantime, the great question, what have we to produce and how, necessarily remained in the background. The main subject of social economy, that is, the economy of energy required for the satisfaction of human needs, is consequently the last subject one expects to find treated in a concrete form in economical treatises. The following pages, he writes about Fields, Factories, and Workshops, are a contribution to a portion of this vast subject. They contain a discussion of the advantages which society could derive from a combination of industrial pursuits with intensive agriculture and of brain work with manual work. The importance of such a combination has not escaped the attention of a number of students of social science. It was eagerly discussed some 50 years ago, and he's writing in 1889, so another reality check for how we're going backwards. There is no progress. If the story of what happened to Nikola, which it does, don't prove it. There's numerous ways for us to see this truth that we got to get on the move. Toot sweet, as of yesterday. The importance of such a combination has not escaped the attention of a number of students of social science. It was eagerly discussed some 50 years ago under the names of harmonized labor, integral education, and so on. That definitely sounds like the influence of Proudhon, don't it? It was pointed out at that time that the greatest sum total of well-being can be obtained when a variety of agricultural, industrial, and intellectual pursuits are combined in each community, and that man shows his best when he is in a position to apply his usually varied capacities to several pursuits in the farm, the workshop, the factory, the study, or the studio, instead of being riveted for life to one of these pursuits only. And then later in the book, chapter 4, titled Brain Work and Manual Work, he says, we maintain that in the interests of both science and industry, as well as of society as a whole, every human being, without distinction of birth, ought to receive such an education as would enable him or her to combine a thorough knowledge of science with a thorough knowledge of handicraft. We fully recognize the necessity of specialization of knowledge, but we maintain that specialization must follow general education, and that general education must be given in science and handicraft alike. To the division of society into brain workers and manual workers, we oppose the combination of both kinds of activities, and instead of technical education, quote unquote, which means the maintenance of the present division between brain work and manual work, we advocate the education integrale, or complete education, which means the disappearance of that pernicious distinction. And my comment by handicraft, Kropotkin is referring to the work of physically reproducing our lives through the eyes and the hand to the brain. This is the true principle of economy of time in teaching. And that's unquote from Peter Kropotkin's Field Factories and Workshops. And the edition I read from adds the word tomorrow. It's edited by Colin Ward. Nicola's childhood experience, and no doubt Kropotkin's as well, corroborates this, the exhilaration of learning directly from the earth in freedom.